You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us on the telephone this morning is Earl Wright. Earl is with the Yosemite Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Earl, I want to ask you all about the Yosemite Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce. What does that include?
The Chamber of Commerce includes most of the Highway 120 corridor, all the way from as far as our members will let it reach, which is pretty far. We have members in the Bay Area. We have members down in L.A. even. But most of our membership base is in Tuolumne County, and most of that is central to Groveland and the surrounding areas. And our goal is to support business development and economic growth in the area.
How is the economy in the gateway community of Groveland?
You know, overall, it's still pretty solid. We're doing pretty well. If you were to put feelers out, so to say, and make some calls to the surrounding businesses, they're doing quite well. They could be doing better. We've had some setbacks and some 1-2 punches this year, but overall, it was good.
Is it easy to run business in Groveland?
No, Groveland's a very challenging place. I personally help run businesses in several other counties, and this is a challenging demographic because it's so seasonal in nature. You're forced to look for workforce for 3 to 6 months out of the year that you don't need the rest of the year, so that you can ramp up, and that is quite the challenge.
Coming up this Saturday, it is the largest event of the year for downtown Groveland, and that is the annual 49er Festival. What is the 49er Festival all about?
The 49er Festival is all about fun and family. Bring everybody you can. It's the umpteenth annual, as they're fond of saying around here. And it's an event that supports the Chamber of Commerce. It is a fundraiser for our local chamber. But more importantly, it's a gathering point and an activity event for all of anybody that can come in the county and surrounding areas. We advertise it all the way down to the valley and the bay. But it's a blast. There's live music. There's a chili and salsa cook-off. There's kids' activities. There's gunfights. There's just a myriad of stuff going on.
And everything starts this Saturday morning with a pancake breakfast. Where does that take place at?
That takes place at the local community hall, and that's hosted by the local Lions organization. It's at 7 a.m., and it's a blast. And that leads right into the flyover, which kicks off our parade on Main Street. So you can walk out of the pancake breakfast, have a seat right there on the sidewalk, and watch the parade.
And tell us a little bit about the flyover for those who have never attended the 49er Festival.
So it's a pretty unique event. Some local pilots do a phenomenal little flyover through Main Street, down across the park, and then, of course, back to their home airport. And then that, like I said, that kicks right into the parade.
And what time does the parade start?
The parade starts at 9. The flyover usually takes about 10 minutes. Then we kick into the parade, and that runs from anywhere between 40 minutes to an hour, depending on how many floats. This year we're sitting on, I think, close to 30 floats. So it'll be one of the longer ones, which is always fun, and they're all very unique. There'll be our Grand Marshal this year is Patty Ballou from Helping Hands here in town, and she'll be riding in a Ferrari, which is pretty awesome. We'll have the gunfighters ending the parade, so you get to watch some old style West shootout happening.
And the parade runs from one end of town to the other.
Yes. Signs indicating that there'll be a slight slowdown, but it isn't closed to traffic. The upside of coming through during the parade is that you get to be part of the parade.
After the parade is over, everything shifts over to Mary Lavoroni Park, correct?
Yes, it all shifts there. That is the ending point for the parade, so it just forces everybody to funnel down that direction. Of course, the Main Street operators, the business operators in town, are open during the parade, too, so if you wanted to grab a coffee or a snack there while you're in town, you can. And then you shift right over to the park, and we do our opening ceremonies. Our local Pinecone Singers do a phenomenal job with that. They usually sing a couple patriotic songs. And then we go right into our Orange Crush band from Somerville High, and they kind of take it from there.
And then there's the chili and salsa cook-off that can be found at the park.
Yes, absolutely. They'll be cooking down there during the parade. So our chili cookers don't ever get to watch the parade. That's the only downside for them. But they start early in the morning because everything has to be cooked on site. There's no pre-cooking at home. The tasting starts at noon and it runs until 3. Not only is there a judge's vote, but you also get the opportunity to vote the people's choice vote in. So if you have a preference for chili or salsa, you get to cast your vote, and they win stuff because of the vote. So make sure you do.
Plenty of music to listen to?
Oh, a ton of music. We've got returning this year, we've got Threshold, who does a fantastic job for us. And then we have Columbia Jazz, just for a nice mix in the middle there, get a nice variation on music. Last year they did a flash mob style entrance. So they just came in, they swarmed into the area from all around playing musical instruments. It was really awesome to see.
Any raffle or drawings this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a phenomenal regular raffle. You can buy tickets for $1, and there's things from all over that are going to be in the raffle. We've got Amazon Echoes, we've got tablets, we've got quilts, wine, all sorts of things. We have a silent auction with some really unique items in it, and then we have a live auction with everything from hotel stays to paintings by famous artists and all sorts of stuff. 55-inch TVs are there. I know, there's just a ton.
What time does it all end?
The festival ends its day at around 5 o'clock. The last performance by the band is at 4:15, and the booths kind of wind down at about 5. So,
where do we park our car?
You could park your car anywhere in town. That's the really unique thing about the festival, because Groveland is such an interesting main street. We encourage you to park either over at the school. You could park at Yosemite Bank. You can, of course, park at Mary Lavaroni Park. You could park at the Caldwell Center in town, and you don't have to walk. You just wait there, and the historic trolley will come and pick you up for free. Be careful, though. Last year, I heard it was robbed a couple of times by these anxious gunfighters.
It is the annual 49er Festival taking place in downtown Groveland this Saturday morning. We've been speaking with Earl Wright, associated with the Yosemite Highway 120 Chamber of Commerce. Earl, pleasure talking with you.
That was fantastic. Thanks for having me.